who I should talk to report something like that?
You're speaking to the party.
Okay, well, we're in Spokane, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And my father and our next-door neighbor have been standing out in the front yard for about the past 10 minutes watching this thing. It seems to be a long beam of light, and they've been looking through it through a telescope. And it looks to me like it's kind of in the shape of what people call a flying saucer.
Uh-huh.
It's got a long tail on it. And it was pretty close to us for a while. And then within just a minute, it went down towards the west horizon really fast. And we've been talking to one of the local news stations here. And my mother just came in and said that it separated into two halves and then just totally disappeared.
Okay, now when did you first spot that?
It was about 15 minutes ago.
Okay. Now, when you first saw it, it was just a shaft of light?
Yeah, it was sort of small on the end, and then it got a little bit wider in the middle, and then smaller. You know, like a side angle of a flying saucer.
Yes. Like a disc?
Yeah.
Okay, this thing was on the horizontal flat?
First it was on the horizontal flat. Then it turned perpendicular to the earth,
uh-huh.
And then it turned back horizontal again.
And it may have stayed on one shaft while it was doing all this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then it was at between a right angle and a 90-degree, well, it is a 90-degree angle. It was at an angle.
Okay.
And it wasn't flat. It wasn't flat across, and it wasn't straight up and down. It's kind of in the middle.
Okay. Now, what color was the object?
Oh, I'd say maybe, well, it was sort of yellow-orange. It was more yellow.
Okay. And your mother said that it broke into two?
Mm-hmm. My father said it did too. Right straight in half, and then it just disappeared out of sight.
Okay, now what shape were the two? Did they...
It was just like they had sliced it right in half.
Okay.
Equal portions.
And they said that they disappeared. Was this disappearance sudden?
Yes, it was, very.
Okay. No sound involved in this?
None whatsoever.
And about how far away would you say that was, just as a visual estimate?
When we first saw it?
Yes.
Oh, maybe 15, 20 miles.
Okay, how's the weather conditions there?
Pardon?
The weather conditions, the sky conditions.
Oh, it's, maybe half overcast.
And all this was taking place under the cloud level?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Now, could you give me any estimate on how, in degrees, how far above the horizon the object was operating at?
Oh, let's see. Maybe 80 degrees.
Okay. And how many witnesses? Just the three?
No, there's, four, five.
Okay. Okay, now when the object broke up, did it change color?
Did the object change color when it broke up?
No.
No, it stayed the same. It just faded out.
Okay, and the party looking at this through the telescope definitely saw a disc-type
mm-hmm.
shape?
Yes.
Okay.
My father just said that it seemed like an object that the sun was reflecting off of.
It was reflecting light then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did it appear to be metallic?
All it looked like was fire. You know, the color. Dad thought maybe it was metallic or something, and the sun was reflecting off it.
I see. Okay.
Dad just said it had a really big long tail on it.
Okay, now is he a tail? Is he speaking of a trail of vapor or something like that?
Were you speaking of a trail of vapor?
Whatever it was.
He doesn't know. What he said was that whatever it was reflecting the sun.
Okay, fine.
Because he said it was very bright.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll get on this and see if we can't come up with some kind of identification. And if we do find some answers, or if we come up with other witnesses, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And we appreciate the call. We're curious to know where you got our number.
Well, we called KGRB radio station here in Spokane, and they suggested that we call out at Fairchild at
uh-huh.
the aviation department, and they gave us this number.
Oh, fine. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.